What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. So, I'm kicking back. I'm supposed to wake up in a couple minutes. And, I was sitting back and I was thinking about the advancements in technology that we've had. You know, I don't know what bodybuilding was like back then in ancient Greece. Apparently they fucking drank fucking cowgirds as their form of testosterone. They had like interesting machines back then. They had figured out the fulcrum system. Fulcrum? Nah, it can't be right. Yeah, it is a fulcrum. Basically, it's like a lever, like some kind of a lever system to lift heavy objects. They had figured out mathematics and color theory and all kinds of crazy shit in that time period. And I was always thinking to myself, if a fucking alien race came and touched down on Earth, like, what would they give us? And depending on how far advanced they are, you know what I mean? Like, how much respect and how much would we care, revere for them? So, say for example, the alien race that makes contact with us is only 5 or 6,000 years ahead of where we are. What advancements in medicine would they have created? What advancements in technology would they have made? And I always think about that. And I think about that because I associate aliens with passport bros. It's like when passport bros go overseas, dude, I swear to God, like, the level of engineering and creativity when it comes to men to get pussy is fucking unbelievable. Dude, we will leave the planet. We will figure out a way how to leave the planet in order to get pussy. Like, swear to God. Never ceases to amaze me. We will somehow figure out, how to become engineers and rocket scientists in order to fucking travel the fucking universe to go get pussy. It's fucking unreal. But any case, what I've noticed is that, you know, when men travel to other countries, the women are genuinely submissive. And I often ask myself, is it the money that makes them submissive, or is it just their culture? And I'd like to think it's just their culture. You know, hasn't been infected or poisoned with any perversions of ideology. And I always think back to our lessons that we have in life. You know, our planet, or excuse me, I'm watching this as I'm, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm watching this as I'm talking, but what I've come to realize is that like when it comes to us, when we go to other places, oh shit, the guy's from fucking Home Improvement. But any case. When we go to other places, we offer something, right? I've actually been in situations like this, where you go to another group of people that originally had nothing, and suddenly you have money, and all of a sudden, you know, they fucking idealize you. Like, they fucking revere you as, like, you know, the fucking, the center of the, the center of the party, right? Like, you're the go-to guy, apparently. And money changes that. Money changes people. Changes their attitudes. Changes their everything. And I often wonder if maybe that's what's going on. Like, we're not going to, you know, if we go to another country, we're leaving behind a lot of fucking perversions that we have, such as feminism, you know, this this red pill ideology. We tend to leave that behind at home and embrace culturally a very simplistic culture of people. You know, their ideas are simplistic and based on nature. Because that is the closest thing that their technology has to offer. Make sense? Since they're not driving in automobiles and doing a whole bunch of crazy shit, you know, the less of that, the less fucking advancements in technology that they have, the less prone to certain ideas that they're going to have. Like, what I noticed about these women is that they think that they can take on the fucking world with the very machines, technology, and economic system that men have created. And it's like, but without that, you're still nothing. Like, men had to build it in order for you to be something. And they don't seem to understand that. Let me give you an idea of what I mean by that. What makes a warrior? Is it the weapon? Or is it the man? See what I mean? So what makes a woman? Is it the ability to make a child? Or is it the ability to not only create life, but to also be nurturing and caring and loving? Do you see what I mean? Like, make no mistake, she has to have kids. She has to be able to have kids. And I'm not saying for, like, the very fucking 1 or 2% whose, like, uteruses were fucked up, you know, during birth, or, you know, something happened to their uterus or their eggs, you know, genetic defects or something like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about, like, the 0.02%. I'm talking about the majority of women. What makes her her? The ability to create life and maintain it. And I think, like, we all would agree that the idea of maintaining life would be to nurture it, care for it, raise it properly with good ethos, ethics, you know, principles and morals. Give it, like, a good guiding light of direction. And what would make a man? Well, I know what that looks like for me. A man who's willing to work hard, put his emotions aside for the betterment of his home, to do the right thing, you know, aside from his emotions, or involving his emotions. Not involving his emotions, should I say. And all that can be done with little to no technology. Little to no, literally, all you would need is, like, something to write on. Rather it be a stone wall, you know, or a piece of paper. And a man can create just philosophy. Endless, endless fucking pages of philosophy. You know, I think about that a lot. And when a man comes into a woman's world, you know, he can offer not just protection, but guidance. He can offer He can offer morals and principles and protection. And this idea that, you know, all a woman needs to do is call the cops, like, get that shit the fuck out of here. Like, I'm so sick and tired of women falling back on that. And it's like, dude, if you live in Vegas, you can kiss that fucking shit goodbye. In order for police to respond out here, the response time is like 15 minutes. By that time, you've been raped and fucking murdered at least twice. I can't tell you how many times there's a fucking shooting, and then like an hour and a half later, they finally close the block down and they're like, all right, we're about to do our investigation. And like 9 police officers are on site, standing around doing jack shit. You know, it's like one police officer for every 200 people. That's fucking insane. And women think that, like, they could just call the cops. No big deal. They'll come right away. In which case. So my point is that the more I stop and think, about, you know, like what a man brings to a relationship, the more I start to realize that, like, dude, a guy doesn't really need anything other than skill, bravery, and confidence. Once he has those things, he can literally create a fucking family from nothing. And if I were to equate that to what a woman would bring, it would be, you know, just being able to bring peace, respect, and nurture. And the more I start to think about that, it's like, holy fuck, like, a man and a woman really don't need much to start a family. They really don't need much, you know, to create something. So where did we get this idea that we need tons of money, that we need tons of this, that we need ton, you know? It's almost gotten into a fucking debate on both sides where we've had to create fucking, you know, MGTOW communities and feminism, you know, the red pill fucking community created their own shit. And now the women are trying to create something similar, right? They're trying to pick up, like, their pickup artists, you know, how to spot, you know, deadbeat guys and shit. It's just, like, it's gotten out of hand. Like, the more these women are exposed, and the more as people we are exposed to social media, like, the crazier we're fucking getting. Like, the more insane the ideas have become. Like, look at Rollo Tomasi. He created, you know, the rational male. And fucking just, it just gave birth to a fucking shit ton of, like, dickheads. You know, there are times when I wonder to myself, like, where did I get that idea from again? Oh, wow. You know, it all stems from some PUA somewhere. Like the body count bullshit. I started to think about that one day. I was sitting down and I was reflecting. I was self-reflecting. And I realized that, like, dude, every fucking chick that I ever picked was a piece of shit, and I was always their first or their second or even their third. Out of 37 women that I've ever fucked and dated, every single one of them were pieces of shit. I've been two girls second. Two or three girls firsts, and then the rest of them I was either their third and beyond, and they all acted identically the same. Entitled. Once they fucking felt like they had me, they felt entitled. They felt entitled to my time, my money, my resources. And it's like, where the fuck did that come from? Oh, well, you love me, so you might as well just give me all your fucking... And I'm, like, looking at him, like, what the fuck? And, dude, I didn't even notice this until I was doing that reflecting. The moment that those girls, like, get a nut out of you, that's when they fucking think, like, they're entitled to just everything you have. And you know what's funny? After I make them nut, I feel like the only thing I'm entitled to is a say in who she gets to hang out with. Like, what she gets to do, right? Like, I'm entitled to your time. The price of making you happy is ensuring loyalty. Does that make sense? I started to realize that. It's like, okay, I'm giving you what you want, but I want to ensure fucking loyalty. And women, all of them, lose their fucking shit. How dare you take away my social bunny? Like, I'm a social bunny. And like, how dare you take away my ability to, you know, socialize with other people. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's funny. A long time ago, I went to a show, and I know I keep talking about this, but it's just, when I go to these events, a lot of shit happens. And then when I tell the story, I only tend to focus on that one, on that one event out of 50 in that one, that, you know, during that time that I'm telling that story. But I assure you that, like, 50 things happen. It's just really hard to, you know, it's hard for me to tell the story. So here's one of the events. I had just seen a band. I was on my way. It was like a bunch of bands that were playing that day. I was on my way back. I sat at a table, and this bass player came up to me, and we were talking about music, and then this other girl kind of joins the table out of nowhere, and I'm like, okay, you know, what the fuck is she doing at my table? And I start talking to him, and he starts talking to her. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, dude, we were having a conversation. This chick shows up out of nowhere, and immediately he starts talking to her. And I kind of look at them both, and they're ignoring me completely. And I was like, okay, well, fuck this then. So I get up, I go get my food, and then I begin, you know, eating at another table. Same girl. I was talking to this band, and she stands next to me, and I look at her, and I just kind of like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why are you standing so close to me? So I take a sidestep, and the guy goes, oh, you noticed that? And I was like, yeah, what the fuck is that? He just, like, that was weird. And then she stands close to me again, and as soon as I turn my head to address the singer, she steps right in front of me. So think about it this way, the letter V, right? Like, there's 3 points to the letter V, and I'm at the bottom. So I'm getting attention from two sets of people. You know, there's like the left side and the right side. Well, I'm getting attention from the right side. This chick comes out of nowhere, stands right next to me. So I go to encounter the person on the left, and then she steps right in front of me. You know, like, while, as I'm turning my direction to the person on the left, she literally, I'm not even joking, dude, she steps right in front of me, in between me and the guy, while I'm addressing somebody on the left. And then when I go to look at the guy, I'm like, what the fuck is this? And like, there's this magical person in front of me. And I'm talking like, not even 8 inches distance. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm kind of like peeking over her, like peeking around her. And I hold up my hands like, the fuck is this? And I point at her and I'm looking at him and he's trying to ignore it. And I'm just like, all right, well, fuck this guy then. So I step away from her. And then I start talking to, I guess her husband or her boyfriend. And he and I start hitting it off, right? And then she's not liking that. So she tries to pull that bullshit again. And I put my hand right in between, like, where she's about to step. And I go, dude, what are you doing? And I go, she's your wife, right? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, dude, she's been stepping in front of me and, like, taking over conversations and, like, my spaces. Like, you know, every time I go to talk to a band, she's, like, right next to me. And then I go look away. And then all of a sudden, she's, like, right in front of me. Why is she doing that? And he's like, oh, yeah, she just does that. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what? Why? That's no explanation. So, in any case, I began to realize, like, she either really liked me and didn't know how to express it, or she was trying to eliminate, you know, the social bunny. Because, like, she felt entitled to, because she was, you know, not getting attention, she felt entitled to everybody else's attention except mine. That doesn't make any sense. That's just the logic that I'm putting together in my head. I'm trying to figure it out still. But my point is that what would it have been like? Right? What would that situation have been like without technology? I guarantee you it would have been the exact same fucking thing. Without all the amps, without all the electricity, without all the venues, without all the bullshit. If we would have replaced the venue with an outdoor amphitheater, it would have been the exact same situation. Because I wasn't acknowledging her band that she felt was better than everyone else's. She felt the need to fucking just be a piece of shit towards me. And And I'm telling you guys, I come across this a lot. A lot. I can't tell you how often this happens, where the people that I'm trying to, where I see a chick immediately try to just take over this, like, the conversation by doing some fucking Antifa bullshit, where she tries to, like, step right in front of you and just cut off the conversation, you know, just wedge her way in between two people. In any case, I don't know what fucking culture she was brought up in, but it sure as shit wasn't the one that I grew up in. Some fucking weirdo shit. It's her lizard brain kicking in. But any case, yeah, I'm thinking about this, right? Thinking about situations like these where men from other countries go to Brazil, Philippines, you know, wherever the hell, with just a simple skill or talent. The ability to make money and a little bit of confidence. But ultimately what they bring to that country is self-sustainability. The ability to be self-sustainable. The ability to socialize. And the ability to communicate and offer. Oh yeah, the other element, to offer. And they're able to breed. Right? They're able to go fuck all these chicks around the fucking world. And it's funny because, like, I associate that with the people. Well, it's a theory that I have. I could be fucking wrong. But the theory that I have is that once upon a time, you know, the people that built the pyramids of Egypt, something catastrophic happened, and they went around the world trying to preserve that information. So they started to share their technology and their ability to make these incredible architectural designs with other cultures around the world. Hence why there's pyramids all over the fucking world. One, it's a very common shape to stack one rock on top of the other, which shows, you know, depending on the complexity and the height and the technical perfection will determine one of two things. One, even though they were primitive, they were somewhat skilled. Two, the more precise it is, the more that reflects on that culture's ability to create something perfect from seemingly nothing. We still have a hard time trying to figure out how the fuck the pyramids were made with such precision, right? And the more aligned it is, like, with fucking nature and galaxies and planets and all this other shit according to our solar system, the more advanced we begin to look, you know, as a primitive culture, or, you know, the human species starts to look in that primitive time period. So to me, it stands to reason that those people were able to be self-sustainable around the world. Just imagine how much pussy they got. You know? Like, hey, I'll show you how to make a level if you suck my dick. I'll show you how to make a plumbing bob and, you know, what is it called? a fucking measuring stick. I forgot what they used to measure back then. Cubits? I'll show you how to make a fucking cubit ruler if you suck my dick real fast. I can't even remember how much a cubit was. It was like 2 point some odd inches or 1 point some odd inches. That doesn't matter. I'll never fucking know. But yeah, there was like tons of advancements in technology, dude. Tons. And they like managed to share that with the world. They managed to share that with civilizations. Like, hey, we have this to share with you. Here you go. In return, you know, we want to either help you build philosophy or we want you to share your philosophies with us. And that was in a time when there was hardly any technology around. And now that we have all this fucking technology, right? Now that we have all this advancement, we have all these fucking problems. And I'm not saying that, like, technology is the reason for all this. Like, all the problems that we're having. It's just that these fucking idiots, right? The red pillar, and by the red pillars, I mean the pickup artists. The pickup artists and the dating scene, like these liberal Democrat pieces of shit, they've got nothing better to do than to philosophize about wiener and pussy all day. That's it. They offer nothing to society other than just fucking and you know, chasing pussy. Giving into their baser instincts. Now, I'm not higher or holier than them. You know, I'm just as human and mortal and made of flesh as they are. I'm just as susceptible to fucking... You know what, dude? It's like what Hammerhand or Undead Chronic would say. I'm one blowjob away from joining the plantation myself. And I'm always aware of that. I'm always conscious of that. I'm no different than those fucking idiots. Right? Excuse me. But to me, what makes me different from those fucking PUAs is that I'm not on here trying to preach to you, this is the best way to get pussy, this is the best way to do this, this is the best way to do that. No, dude. Because our culture's fucked. It's fucked. I think the only thing that brought me joy was watching that protest where those Muslim women were, like, getting their kids to stomp on the fucking gay flag and all those fucking faggots were like, oh my god, why do they hate us? Like, oh my god, we have a common enemy. Like, I started, like, fucking, like, I don't know, a little... Remember the movie The Grinch? Not that fucking Jim Carrey shit. The cartoon where, like, the Grinch's heart, like, fucking grows and then it explodes outside the fucking... that little window that, like, goes over... like, it does an x-ray over his heart. Like, that's how my heart, like, fucking grew. I was like, oh my god. I don't hate you guys anymore. We have a common enemy. So in any case, I started to think about that. Like, passport bros are basically like, you know, the more advanced version of fucking, or just the, like, the bare bones. Like, hey, I'm not here to teach you about, you know, this other bullshit. I'm here to teach you what I know and how to sustain your economy. I'm here to share my knowledge with you, my business with you. I'm here to share my money with you. And all I want in return, and I feel a little entitled to it, is just your culture's ability to create a family, to be a good wife. That's what I noticed. Right? I don't know, I just kind of came up with that while I was thinking about aliens. I'm such a weirdo. But I often think about that type of shit. Like, how does this apply to, you know, the common shit that I come across? If I were to build a building, what tools would I use outside of a level? What would I use to create a very basic level? You know, I often think about that. In any case, it's probably enough rambling. But something to think about. I don't know, what the fuck do I know? I haven't drank in forever, so my ideas are kind of wonky. In any case, guard your heart.